Well, shalom, y'all. We are so glad you have joined us for this week's teaching. You know, his word says, great shalom have those who love his Torah, and nothing will cause them to stumble. You know, his word is a light unto us. It provides a firm foundation unto us. And when we love his word and we apply his word into our life, it brings guidance into our life and it gives us a firm foundation. So when the tests and the trials and the hardship of life comes, we will stand and nothing will cause us to stumble or fall as we go. So we're going to continue to work through the book of 2 Kings, and we're going to be in 2 Kings chapter 6 this week, and we're going to start here with verse 8. It says, now the king of Aram was warring against Israel, and he counseled with his servants, saying, in such a place shall be my camp. And the man of God sent word to the king of Israel, saying, beware that you do not pass this place, for the Arameans are coming down there. And the king of Israel sent to the place about which the man of God had told him. Thus he warned him so that he guarded himself there more than once or twice. Then the king of Aram was enraged over this thing, and he called his servants and said to them, will you tell me which one of us is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, no, my lord, O king, but Elisha the prophet who is in Israel tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedroom. So let's pause here for a moment. Now, where we are in this story. So basically, we have the king of Aram who is battling or warring against Israel, and he has his position, his encampment in which he has his army and where he is at. Okay. Now, God is speaking these words to Elisha and telling Elisha the position of the Arameans. Okay. So Elisha is now relaying that message unto the king of Israel. So the king of Israel has an upper hand in the battle because he knows the position of the king of Aram. Okay, so he's trying to be sneaky. He's trying to set a trap for the king of Israel. But God is giving Israel the position where he's at, so he is able to avoid walking into this trap that the king of Aram has set for him. Okay, so the king of Aram is getting upset. In fact, he doesn't even think that it's a possibility that the God of Israel is telling Israel his position. He thinks he has a traitor inside of his camp. You see how accurate the information is that Yahweh is giving Israel. Okay. So we see here the benefit of being God's chosen people. When we walk in covenant with him, his promise is to be our God. This is an example of Yahweh being our God. He sees the tactics of the enemy. He knows what our enemy is up to and what he is doing. And for those who are his people and those who are walking with him, he will enlighten them in their battle. Now, we are all fighting a battle each and every single day. We are not battling a physical battle, but we have a spiritual battle that we fight each and every day against our flesh and against the ruler of darkness. And he desires to trip us up, to cause us to stumble. He is trying to set a trap for us. So remember what I said in the opening, those who love his Torah, nothing will cause them to stumble. How do we navigate through this spiritual battle where our enemy is trying to trip us up? By loving his Torah, by walking in covenant with him. He keeps covenant with his people, and part of that is he is going to be faithful to protect his people. And one of the ways he protects his people is he reveals those things that the enemy is doing. He reveals what is going on in the present day and time. People walking in covenant with Yahweh do not live their lives in darkness because he will reveal those things. Let's look at Daniel chapter 2 and verse 22. He reveals the deep and hidden things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him. So Yahweh knows what is in the darkness. He knows what is going on in this dark world around us. He knows the schemes of the evil one. The light dwells with Yahweh. The light is his word. It's his instructions. It is what he has given us. And through his light, through his word, he enlightens us on what is happening in this dark world. And he will reveal unto us those things that are deep and hidden. So those who are walking in the world, those who are not walking in covenant with Yahweh, are walking in darkness. They are not aware. They are not wise unto the schemes of the evil one. They fall into his schemes, into his traps. And because of that, they are led to destruction. But to those who embrace God's light, his word, we see the deep and hidden things. And to us, we gain eternal life. Let's look at Daniel chapter 2 and verse 28. However, there is a God in heaven who reveals mysteries. And he has made known to King Nebuchadnezzar what will take place in the last days. This was your dream and the visions of your head while on your bed. So Yahweh reveals mysteries. And we see in the book of Daniel, he even revealed his mysteries unto Nebuchadnezzar through Daniel. Let's look at Psalm chapter 25 and verse 14. The secret of Yahweh is for those who fear him, and he will make them know his covenant. Those who fear Yahweh, those who trust in him, and those who obey him. That's what it means to fear him, to trust him, and to obey him. So to those who trust and obey him, they know the secrets of Yahweh. They are not unaware of what is going on. He will make them know his covenant. He will make us know what it means to walk in covenant with him. Israel is experiencing what it means to walk in covenant with him. He is protecting them. He is being their God. He is revealing the secrets of their enemy unto them, so that they could win the battle against the Arameans instead of succumbing to their enemy. So to us who choose to fear him, to obey him, to trust him, he will cause us to know his covenant. We will see his goodness. We will see what it means for him to be our God. He will teach us what that means. We will see it firsthand. We will see his goodness at work in our lives. Let's look at John chapter 15 and verse 15. Yeshua speaking, "No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all things I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you." Now, what Yeshua is not saying here, he's not getting rid of the fact that he's our master. Yeshua is our master, okay? We serve him. But we do not serve him in the typical manner that a slave would serve his master, and that we're just doing whatever we're told and unaware of what is going on around us, or maybe why we are doing it. What Yeshua is saying is, I call you friends. Yes, you still serve me. I'm still your master. You're still to be obedient unto my word. but I will treat you as a friend in the fact that I will make known to you all things. All that I have heard from my Father, I will make known unto you. So the secrets of this world, I will make known unto you. The words that I have learned from him, from his word, from his law, from his Torah, I will make known unto you. I will teach you what it means to walk in righteousness. Yes, I will make that known unto you. But I will also make known unto you the deep and secret and mysterious things that are going on. You, as a covenant-keeping child of the Most High, are not called to walk in darkness. You're not called, and that doesn't just mean walking in disobedience and sin, but you have not been called to walk in this state where you were unaware of what is going on. But by his Spirit, he will reveal unto us those things that are occurring in the world around us. We will be able to discern the seasons. So let's go ahead and go back to 2 Kings chapter 6 and verse 13. So he said, go and see where he is, that I may send and take him. And it was told to him, saying, behold, he is in Dothan. So he sent horses and chariots and a heavy military force there. And they came by night and surrounded the city. Then the attendant of the man of God arose early and went out, and behold, a military force with horses and chariots was all around the city. And his young man said to him, alas, my master, what shall we do? So the king of Aram's response to finding out that Elisha is telling his secrets, telling the location of where he is to the king of Israel, is I have got to get rid of this prophet. So now he is going after the prophet, and he has surrounded the city in which Elisha is in. And Elisha is there, and his servant, his attendant, is there with him. And his attendant becomes fearful when he sees this military force surrounding the city. And so he sees in the natural this army surrounding him and Elisha. And in the natural, it doesn't look good. In the natural, it looks like, you know, he's probably going to die. He's going to be captured by this king who is angry with Elisha, because he's trying to win a war against Israel. So because Elisha's attendant is focused upon what he sees in the natural, his response is in fear. You know, fear is the opposite of trust. We will respond based upon what we're looking at, what we're focused upon. If we're focused upon what we're seeing in the natural, we're going to respond in fear. But the one who is walking in covenant with Yahweh, who sees the deep, the secrets, and the mysterious things, they see what's happening in the spiritual world, because that's what we're going to see as we proceed in this teaching, is that Elisha doesn't see what's happening in the natural world, but he sees what's happening in the spiritual world. And because he sees what's happening in the spiritual world, his response is not out of fear, but out of faith. He trusts in Yahweh. He believes that Yahweh is his God, that he will deliver him. Just as Yahweh had been showing his goodness, showing himself to be God unto Israel by revealing where the king of Aram was at, he knows that God is there to deliver him as well. So let's read on in verse 16. So he said, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." Then Elisha prayed and said, "O Yahweh, I pray, open his eyes that he may see." And Yahweh opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. And they came down to him. And Elisha prayed to Yahweh and said, "Strike this people with blindness, I pray." So he struck them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. Then Elisha said to them, "This is not the way, and this is not the city. Walk after me, and I will walk you over to the man whom you seek." And he walked them over to Samaria. So Elisha saw the army of God in the mountain. That's what we see in verse 17. He prays for this young man, for his attendant's eyes to be open, for his attendant to see what was happening in the spiritual world. And when his eyes were open, he saw the army of God surrounding them. You know, God sends his angels unto us to minister unto us, to protect us. So when we think about this covenant that we have with him, how he reveals the dark things that are going on in the world, he reveals the secrets. When we see what's going on, we can respond in fear, or we can respond in trust. What helps us respond in trust is to know that his angels are with us, that the army of God is surrounding us just as they were surrounding Elisha and his attendant. His angels are always with us. We have no need to fear the darkness that we see in this world. When he reveals unto us those things that are happening, no matter what in the natural may be surrounding us, no matter how gloomy, how dark it may seem, how without hope it can seem, we can rest assured that his army is surrounding us and is there ready to fight for us, to deliver us, and to bring us whatever we need. He will not leave his people forsaken. He will not forsake his people. He is faithful unto those who are walking in covenant with him. He reveals unto us the traps that are before us so we can avoid them. And when our enemy tries to attack us, he is there with his army surrounding us. He even allowed Elisha to fool the people who were seeking his life. He put blindness on them, and Elisha himself, the one they were looking for, approaches them and tells them, "The one you're looking for is not here. He's somewhere else." So Elisha leads them to Samaria, the one they are going after. They don't even know it's him. And he leads them to Samaria and delivers this army unto the king of Israel, to Israel. That is the goodness of God. That is how he looks after his people. That the one who seemed to be in a defeated position delivers his enemy into the hands of his King. Hallelujah. You know, we worship a loving God, a faithful God, who is a covenant keeper, who desires to walk with people in covenant. He desires us to be covenant keepers as well. And to those who keep covenant with him, they will know the secrets. They will know what is going on. They will not be left in the darkness. And he will protect his people. And those who walk in covenant with him will deliver their enemy into the hands of their king. Well, hallelujah. We are so glad that you have joined us for this week's teaching. We will be back again next week with another teaching. So come back now and shalom, y'all. Scripture quotations taken from LSB, Legacy Standard Bible, copyright 2021 by the Lockman Foundation, used by permission, all rights reserved, managed in partnership with 316 Publishing Incorporated, lsbible.org, and 316publishing.com.